Nolte, CNN's Jake Tapper tells Trump staffers concede or get blacklisted. By John Nolte on November 9, 2020. CNN's Jake Tapper joined the growing list of media elites and Democrats, but I repeat myself, calling for Trump staffers to be blacklisted. Tapper is using a blacklist threat to try and convince Trump staffers to stop contesting the disputed 2020 election. He's not even hiding it. I truly sympathize with those dealing with losing. It's not easy, the far-left GNL anchor tweeted Monday, adding, but at a certain point one has to think not only about what's best for the nation, peaceful transfer of power, but how any future employers might see your character defined during adversity. Joseph McCarthy couldn't have said it better. Although the Trump campaign is coming forward with eyewitness accounts in the form of sworn statements alleging widespread vote fraud, although the Trump campaign is legally entitled to recounts in a number of swing states, the venal Tapper is still threatening them, telling them if they don't give up their legal rights to legally contest a whisker-close election, they deserve to be blacklisted. In other words, gee, that's a nice career you got there. Be a shame if anything happened to it. This, obviously, is not the first time the disgraced anchor has engaged in McCarthyism and blacklisting. Without proof, Tapper spent 3 years falsely accusing President Trump and his campaign staff of colluding with the Russians. Tapper did this despite the fact he knew the documents alleging collusion were bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Worse still, Tapper almost certainly colluded with disgraced bureaucrats, such as former FBI Director James Comey, to make Clinton's phony Russia dossier public. All of Tapper's red baiting is right out the McCarthyism handbook. And now he's openly threatening Trump staffers that if they do not roll over and concede to his candidate, they will have a hard time making a living in the future. Tapper appears to be in some sort of narcissistic downward spiral of hate and self-delusion. He's openly fantasized about the President of the United States being physically escorted from the building. He publicly mocked White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany for defending her colleague Stephen Miller with a misspelled tweet, heckling her with "by Felicia." It's Felicia. Back in September, undisputed texts revealed Tapper tried to meddle in a Pennsylvania congressional election by convincing GOP challenger Sean Parnell not to challenge incumbent Democrat Congressman Connor Lamb. We later received credible reports that Tapper basically harassed the Parnell campaign after those texts were released. Tapper then straight up lied about his meddling, and again got caught. But Tapper and lying go together like water and wet. Tapper, obviously, is not the first leftist or member of the corporate media seeking to create a blacklist against Trump staffers and supporters. The media are already calling for Trump staffers to be jailed, and left-wing outlets like The Washington Post are defending Soviet-style truth and reconciliation hearings against Trump staffers and high-profile supporters. A countless number of Tapper's confederates on the far left are calling for literal lists so polite society knows who must be banned and shunned. The big issue, at least for me, is why are the media so eager? Why is a guy like Tapper so eager to shut down a contested election? What was he afraid of? The media do not even want legal, automatic recounts to go forward. Tapper is so freaked out, and full of himself, he's openly embracing McCarthyism like a life preserver. For the sake of the 70-plus million Americans who voted for him, and the American whistleblowers putting themselves on the line to expose what they say, in sworn statements under penalty of prison, is widespread vote fraud, Trump needs to keep digging and litigating until he is completely out of options. In the end, Trump might not prevail. In the end, there might not even be any widespread vote fraud uncovered. We don't know. But we deserve to know, for the sake of democracy and for the sake of our republic. And we cannot allow modern-day McCarthyites like Tapper to intimidate us from doing the moral and patriotic thing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.